Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now for our story. Usually, Carla Descari spent her mornings tidying up the pleasant old farmhouse and her afternoons in the garden tending her vegetable and flower gardens. But today, right after lunch, Mario had taken the car and driven to town. As soon as she saw her husband turn off the lane into the main road, Carla hurried to her bedroom where she dressed herself neatly and combed her thick, dark hair. Then she left the house, setting off across the field which sloped down to the river. There was a little footbridge there, and soon she had climbed up the other side and followed a path which brought her out on Willow Road. Ordinarily, Carla would have enjoyed the walk, but today she felt rather disturbed. In about 20 minutes, she arrived at her destination, Aunt Mary Lane's farmhouse. She could see Aunt Mary herself sitting on the front porch. There was a wooden box of peaches beside her, and she was working at a table which contained several preserving kettles.
Hello, Aunt Mary.
Why, Carla Descari. Come up, my dear.
I hope you don't mind my dropping in like this.
I should say I don't mind.
As you can see, I'm about to put up some peaches.
Mm-hmm.
Randy and Peggy think it's disgraceful of me to bring all this paraphernalia out to the front porch. But it's so pleasant out here.
Yes.
And now that you've come to visit me, I'll be finished before I know it. You know, when you have someone to talk with, the work goes so much faster.
Oh, if you'll give me a paring knife, I can peel, too.
Oh, no, my dear. You'll get that nice dress all dirty.
Oh, please, I'd like to help.
Well, all right. But you better put on my apron.
Okay.
It'll probably go round you twice. You're so slim.
Oh, it's funny. I have a good appetite, but I never seem to gain weight.
Here you are.
Oh, thanks.
You're lucky. Peggy has to watch herself a little. At least, she thinks so. You know, no bread, no potatoes.
I think Peggy has a lovely figure.
Mm.
I was hoping she'd be here. I wanted to ask her something.
She'll be home soon. She just went next door. You know, I'm really glad you came over today, Carlo. I thought about you several times since that little chat we had in the square the other day.
Well, I've been thinking about you, too, Aunt Mary.
We've been hearing such nice things about you and Mario.
You have? What kind of things?
Oh, about how well you're getting along. The improvements Mario's been making with the farm and so on. Bill Mead is proud as punch the way Mario went right to work getting things in shape.
Yes, Mario's done a good job.
Oh, you know, this community has been very lucky. Most of our boys seemed to take right over when they came home. I've read so much about that period of readjustment after being in the service. In fact, I was just a little worried that Randy might be restless. He doesn't seem to be, though.
That's good. I suppose Randy will be settling down for himself before long. Is he going with anyone in particular at night?
Well, he has dates every so often. But as for his pretty girl, I don't think I could say he actually has one. He's very good friends with Lily Devon, of course.
Lily? I don't believe I've met her.
Well, she hasn't been in town very long. She's a very lovely-looking girl, an entertainer from Chicago.
Oh, yes, now I remember. I heard something about it. She's starting a kind of a restaurant or something. I get to town so seldom. Probably all sorts of things happen that I don't know about.
Well, when two people are as happy as you and Mario, they don't need to see many people. They have a little world of their own.
That is so. And yet I wonder if it's a good idea. People can get too wrapped up in each other.
What do you mean, Carl?
Well, with Mario and me, it's hardly ever that we go out and see people. I'm afraid it isn't the best thing for us. We might get so we think about each other too much. Might get suspicious ideas that aren't true at all.
I see.
Aunt Mary, I feel as if I know you pretty well, even though I don't see you much. I will always remember how you helped us when Mario's father was sick. While Mario was away, I was so scared and worried then I never could have managed without you.
I think you were managing very well, Carla.
You helped me take care of Mario's father, but even more than that, you made everything seem easier. You're so strong that because of you, I stopped being afraid. You understand such a lot of things. That was why I wanted to talk to you today.
Is something wrong, Carla? Can I help you?
Yes, Aunt Mary. It's kind of hard to put into words, though. It's about Mario, Aunt Mary. I'm worried about him.
About Mario?
Yes.
Is he sick?
Oh, no. No, that isn't it. Aunt Mary, did Peggy mention anything about seeing Mario the other day?
No. Why?
Mario was rude to Mr. Meade. He got this crazy idea.
Oh, Mario and Bill are good friends.
Yes, I know, but Mario is funny, Aunt Mary. He can't help it, I guess. But that day you saw Peggy and Mr. Meade, he'd been to town. He'd heard something that upset him, and, well, I'm afraid he was still thinking about it.
Oh, well, don't you worry. Oh, hey, Peggy, dear, come up this way. We have a visitor.
Yes, I had to talk to him, sir. Well,
good for you. How did the sunshine getting along?
Pretty good, I guess, like usual. Peggy, Mario told me about you and Mr. Lee that you're going to be married. I wanted to tell you how glad we both are.
Oh, thank you.
In fact, that's the real reason I came over, besides wanting to talk to Aunt Mary. I wanted to invite you and Mr. Lee to our house for dinner tomorrow. A little celebration?
Well, that's very nice of you, Carl. But I...
Oh, please say you'll come.
Well, I can't say for sure until I talk to Bill. He might have other plans, you know.
Oh, do please talk him out of them if he has, Peggy. It would make us all so happy if he'd come over.
Well, I'll call Bill and see. Anyway, in case he can't make it, thanks a lot just the same, Carl.
Well, maybe Bill could rearrange his schedule, Peggy. Even if he did
I
have
don't
fun.
Know. Bill's been awfully busy lately. Well, I guess I'd better start back home. I've got all my afternoon chores to do yet. You let me know, Peggy?
Yes, of course. I'll phone you tonight, Carla.
I'm sorry you have to leave so soon, Carla. I'm awfully glad you came over. Do this more often, how don't you?
I'll try to, Aunt Mary. Thanks a lot for our call. Goodbye, now.
Goodbye, Mary.
Goodbye, Carla. I'll phone you.
Peggy, I don't understand. You acted so cool toward Carla. And you weren't at all gracious about her dinner invitation.
Well, I'm sorry if it showed. I didn't want to hurt her feelings. But honestly, Aunt Mary, the way Mario acted the other day...
How did he act, dear? Carla mentioned it. She seemed to be worried.
Huh? I'm surprised he told her. I should think he would have been ashamed to admit being so rude.
Why don't you tell me what happened?
Well, I walked down to the road with Bill as he was leaving. Mario came along in his car, and Bill wanted to tell him about our being engaged. But I'm afraid the announcement fell rather flat.
What did Mario say?
Well, he was very stiff at first. And then when Bill told him we were going to be married, Mario said something about he was glad to hear that Bill ought to have a girl of his own. He made it sound as if Bill had been stealing someone else's girl.
What a strange thing.
People have been saying things in town, too. There seems to be a rumor going around. Something about Carla and Bill.
Oh, Peggy, you must be mistaken.
No, really. There's no sense to it, of course. But how could it get started?
I believe I'm beginning to understand what Carla was trying to tell me today. Poor child, she's very much upset about it.
I feel sorry for her. She has to live with a hot-headed, suspicious person like Mario. Anyway, I wouldn't blame Bill if he didn't feel like going over there. I'm not sure I want to myself. Even if there is a silly story going around, Mario ought to have better sense than to believe it.
Yes, sir. And yet, I think you should go over there tomorrow night, you and Bill. The best thing that could happen would be for you four young people to get together. Spend the evening having a good time. Let Mario see how happy you and Bill are, and how much that lovely wife of his loves him. It might make all the difference in the world.
Yes, Aunt Mary, you're right. But what you don't realize is that the rumors about Carla and Bill are not simply the result of idle gossip, but part of a campaign started by Ben Calvert in a revengeful plan against his former son-in-law, Bill Meade.
Hello, Saver. Whether you're saving for that trip to the tropics or saving for an emergency, now is the time to take advantage of Wells Fargo's savings options. Wells Fargo offers savings accounts that can help you save towards your goals. So, what are you saving for? Visit a Wells Fargo branch or wellsfargo.com/save to open a savings account today.
Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Fargo, the new virtual assistant from Wells Fargo, makes banking faster and easier. Like this.
Fargo, what's my checking account routing number?
And this.
Fargo, turn off my debit card.
And this.
Fargo, what did I spend on groceries last month?
And that's just the beginning. Do you Fargo? You can. In the Wells Fargo mobile app. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/getFargo.
Terms and conditions apply. Your mobile carrier's availability and message and data rates may apply. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.